Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives podcast. This is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. And yes, I am still complaining about Kyle Richards, not Kim, from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So sorry about that. But she's pissing me off. One more week, I swear, and I'll be done complaining about Kyle. And we have Marianne here tonight.
Oh, hi, everyone. You can find me on Twitter at @mama_hooch, or I guess it's X, but I still call it Twitter.
We're calling it Twitter. And
yeah.
I have Miss Jen here tonight.
Hi, I'm at OXJDK at Twitter.
And Anna is, will be
Hello.
In shortly. There she is.
There she is.
Thank you. I was going to mute for a second, but I'll mute in a minute. I'm at Coffee Hooch on Twitter and Instagram. And I wanted to give a shout out to Lauren Coslow because it's her birthday today. Kind of late today.
Happy birthday.
Tonight. Now I'm going to mute myself for a minute. Thanks.
Yeah, I just saw on Twitter it's also Jamie Lynn Bauer's birthday, who played Laura Horton. So happy birthday to Jamie Lynn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you could follow us on Spotify, and if you can give us a 5-star rating, we'd appreciate it. We're also on iTunes. And I did open up my Instagram. It's now public, but it's kind of mostly for work purposes. But I do put some day stuff on there. So on Instagram, I'm at Carrie Jurina, Jurina. And I've also joined and participate in PWB of Pittsburgh. That's Pittsburgh Women of Building in Pittsburgh. So if anybody in the Pittsburgh area is in construction, design, anything that has to do with basically building a house or a room or a commercial building, whatever. If you could follow us on Twitter at PWBPITT, I believe. So we have a lot going on this week. And I know Sherry Anderson was involved with a lot of these episodes, but I just get such huge 80s vibes from some of these episodes, especially the Wendy and Tripp stuff. And I was just telling Jen before the show that I saw that they have a squish name, and it is Trendy. That Tripp and Wendy is Trendy.
Oh, Trendy. How do you think Tripp and Wendy remind you of the 80s?
Because, okay, so they're in the beer place.
Right.
And Coleman set the vents, and they're not getting any oxygen in, and Tripp basically realizes they're dying because
right.
There's no oxygen in the room, and they decide to exchange wedding vows. And that was such an 80s thing to do.
Oh.
The whole symbolic marriage, wedding ceremony stuff. Didn't quite a few of them do that? Steve and Kayla do that?
Who did?
I think Beau and Hope. Didn't Steve and Kayla do that and Beau and Hope?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Just between themselves. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That felt nostalgic to me.
Oh, okay.
I thought that.
Yeah, I didn't even think. I didn't even think of that. I was just trying to get through their scene. So it's like, I don't know why I like Wendy. It's just something about Tripp. I don't know. I like Tripp at the beginning. Do you guys like them together? Or how do you think they're doing with their scenes?
I can keep this all the way in for a second. I agree, Carrie. That's what I was thinking.
What?
When I was watching it. But it reminded me of 80s story and dialogue.
Hmm.
Star-crossed lovers who are going to die, but they're going to die together, and they have, you know.
Yeah, but Steve and Kaylin Bo and Hope did it so much better. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's,
I don't know.
That's
it,
debatable.
Why maybe I just didn't even, like, could not even relate to that. I don't know. I just missed that whole thing.
Well, I was just saying, I picked up on that vibe, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying there are classic golden era couples, but I did feel like Sherry was involved with those scenes.
Yeah, and it's too soon. They haven't been together that long. And I think the problem with a lot of these couples is the cast so big. And they're so thin on the younger generations. That, I mean, you know, no one's going to steal Wendy from Tripp. No one's going to steal Tripp from Wendy. There's nobody else their age really on the show.
Right.
So they're like on their own little island. And I guess they're not going to try to figure out who killed Lee.
Yeah. His name was mentioned, though, I keep waiting for something to happen there.
I may be alone on the island, but I enjoyed those scenes. I thought I wasn't going to.
It's kind of cute how they kind of pass the time or to take their mind off of where they were doing the little thing.
That's what I thought reminded me of the 80s, like that kind of sort of romantic, but you're in dire straits and you're going to die, but you're still romantic till the end. And
I do miss the, at least again during sweeps month, I do miss the trips, though, and the location shoots. And
they did that a lot. Yeah.
I mean, the panning of as they go in on the beginning of the episode of, you know, Salem University sucks hospital.
Yeah.
That is kind of cool, but that's
something
all
different.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
But it reminds me of the Hab.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
It almost that reminds me of the AI. Is that what is that? How are they doing that? Computer generated. You know, doesn't look real.
Maybe
not real.
So because it
looks fake.
Yeah, it doesn't quite look real, but it kind of feels like.
Oh. Yeah, and then it's where like the alley or whatever, wherever Tripp and Wendy are, they did that. And then they did a skyline or something. Did you see there was one with all the buildings?
Yeah.
All buildings? Yeah. Yeah, that was different.
Yeah, they're in California. I mean, they got the ocean, they have mountains, they have deserts. I mean, can't they just give us maybe once a year a trip? Just once. A real one.
Right. Yeah, they don't have to go out of California, no. There's lots of
right. There's lots of stuff you could do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do miss that though. I miss the adventures because someone's life is always in danger.
Mm-hmm.
And my cat is sleeping on my iPad with the studio up, so that could have been bad. Yeah, it's not Sutton. No, this was Caddy. She was doing that. She could have ended the show. Yes, I'm talking about you. So, yeah, so the Tripp and Wendy trendy. I didn't like – I was okay with them imagining things, but it seemed like it kept going on and on and on, and they kept changing locations, and it was getting – after a while, I was like, okay, I get the point. and then their idiot family members trying to rescue them. I mean, they're so bad. So let me get this straight. Steve didn't share the video with Ava or John? Like, he's the only one who saw it?
I thought he shared it with John.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, Ava and Steve were watching it together.
Oh.
Yes, because they, yeah, Trip called, it was sent to, yeah, and Steve happened to be there. But I don't know.
Is it for any of them to analyze that and try to figure out where they're at?
Steve was, and then they kind of, like, dropped that because I thought he was going to figure it out that way.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. Wendy was signing.
Yes, and Wendy was, yes, I had said about that. I heard about that.
Right.
So that kind of, then she gets a phone call, what, from Clyde? About he better break him out. I don't know. And then it all changed. Then she went to Steve and they came up with that plan, which I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Did they trust her? Why did they confide in her what they were up to?
I don't know. Yeah. So, but he ended up getting away anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't planning. I think they were planning on interrogating him, right? And not
letting
him go. So I don't know why she, like, made John, like, turned on John and Steve. That didn't make sense. What, was she going to kill him? Or did she think she could interrogate him better than them?
I honestly thought that was another part of the plot, that she was going to... It was part of the, like, I don't know, like maybe another twist turn.
Yeah.
Keep him off balance. I guess not.
No. Didn't make sense to me. I don't know. Anybody
she
else?
She was going to shoot him where it really hurts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She wasn't
going
to kill him. Oh, yeah. That's another. Yeah. She says, I kind of like those parts. I'm there. Oh, my God, no. Okay, she's sleeping.
He's old enough to be her grandfather.
Probably, yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, so they bust Clyde out of prison pretty blatantly and just kind of walk in there with their faces exposed. So I don't know how they think they're going to get away with that. And then I don't know why they confided in Ava what they were going to do. They basically were going to torture him or interrogate him. And then she has her goons there, and they intercept Clyde. And then Coleman shows up, and turns out she's lovers with Clyde. Yeah, that was unfortunate. So the spoilers are that Clyde really is gone. He left town.
Yeah, I think he got away. Yeah. So you know he'll be back sometime.
So do you think that now that he's gone, do you think they are going to go back to that hand signal, that hand sign language?
Maybe.
Yeah.
They're going to have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't tell them. Yeah, where they're at. And if you see the previews, it looks like they find them, but are they in time? Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay, Marianne.
Yeah. They should go to jail for stupid people.
Yeah.
Try not to tell us what you really think.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's in the preview for next week. They find them, and they're unconscious. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see if they make it.
Oh, I don't know.
Since Anna's here, would you like to tell us about the Lucas and Kate and Roman scenes this week?
Oh, my gosh. That was such a treat. I wish we could have had more episodes of them during the week. Apparently Lucas is... being witness protected or witless protected or whatever you want to call him I love Lucas. And so he's being He's hanging out with some monks at a monastery. And so he comes to, can you imagine his wardrobe lately? They'll bring in, you know, the fireman's outfit and all these different things that he's been wearing. Now, let me, this just occurred to me. Could that monk's outfit, was that at all used, do you think, back when, during the folio, Andre?
Roman?
Oh, the, Santine stuff when Andre. I'm trying to think where I've seen that before on the show. Maybe not. Maybe not. Anyway, I was just trying to think back, because he was at one point, he was disguised. Andre was disguised.
Yeah, Andre was a nun.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Okay, monastery, nunnery. Okay.
Yeah.
Convent. Okay. All right. Okay. Anyway, so Roman and Kate are disguised, so to speak. She's got this big broom hat on, and this is something about her Hepburn look.
Yeah,
and,
Catherine Hepburn.
They knew who it was right away.
Yeah.
But it,
I was really wondering if it was her hat in real life, because she wears those a lot on the beach and stuff. But anyway, and then Roman had like a ball cap on. I don't know how disguised he really was, but anyway. So they get to this door, and she's like, "Oh, this is the one," and they knock on it, and this guy in a monk outfit, for lack of a better word, shows up, and then he pulls his hood back, and it's Lucas, of course. And so she says something teasing. What was it? She said something about something, my brother, are you my brother, or something. I don't know. It was some code thing, but it cracked. I don't know. It cracked Lucas up. Anyway, so then they went inside, and they had brought him like 3 tote bags worth of like various things, so supplies and some, you know, other things we'll get to in a minute. But so they hug and sit down and all that, and I just love, look, the Coslo Brian DePillo scenes are always the best for me. I just think they're great. She turned on the waterworks at one point. Oh, anyway, so but basically they were checking on him, and you know, there, and it was funny throughout the scene, they were trying to be loving, but they were also teasing him, which was hilarious.
Yeah,
and so it was like, they'd be like, Roman talked me into doing this 5K or whatever it was. And the winner gets this wine and da-da-da, you know, they're just talking. And Lucas is looking at him like, he's thinking, well, gee, I'm glad you guys can plan ahead, but I get a boring day every day, you know. But, you know, so he's like, but he was genuinely happy to see them. But they were kind of teasing them, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that the vibe you got? They were kind of trying to cheer him up and kind of cheer him up in a way that maybe didn't work very well. Because he was like, I don't have a phone with me, so can't really do much around here because there's no music or anything. So he was more than thrilled to when Kate pulled a book out of the bag and said Doug had gone through his library, I guess what was left of, you know, during the fire, after fire, and he wanted her to take the books there to Lucas to read because he knew he'd be bored. And of course, Doug thinks he's back in prison. Nobody knows that he's actually still out. But he said to start with this one, and it was what, the Count of Monte Cristo? So. He's looking at him like, oh, yeah, this will be really fun. You know, like, I'm paraphrasing, but it was funny the way they, and then that he was saying, yeah, I don't have a phone, so I'm, like, bored to death, basically.
Yeah.
And at one point he said, well, get outside. It's beautiful out here in the countryside. Outside, he says, well, my first job was tending to the vegetable garden. And so I killed all the seedlings. Yeah, he said, who knew that overwatering wouldn't work? I wasn't supposed to overwater. So they moved me to the laundry detail. And then he said something about, he's like, yeah, he kind of just demonstrated how he folds the towels and stuff. And it was like, yeah, four quarters. Oh, you'd be proud, Mom. And they're like, oh, we're sorry. He says, at least I have something to do when I'm doing that. Then I come back to my room and there's nothing. And so, but anyway, it was funny because Kate was pulling out all these tote bags. And I'm like, I am such a tote bag girl. I'm like, I can so relate. So one bag had like toiletries in it. Another bag had like the books that Doug sent him. And I don't remember the others. Oh, the others were like food treats, like snacks and stuff. And so anyway, it was so fun. And they gave him some good, like, they were in a lot of that episode, which I loved. It wasn't just like one or two scenes and they were done. And they were also talking about canoodling, like, what was Kate having him watch? Oh, I know. They were saying something about, well, this room leaves something to be desired or something. And then, I don't know, I can't remember how it got on the subject, but he's like, yeah, I've been watching those home interior design shows because Katie over here just loves those. And he said, I sure wish we could have baseball occasionally. And then she said something like,
I'll watch a round with you
or something like that. Yeah, it was cute. And then at one point, weren't they playing cards? And then
yeah.
She had a full house. Anyway, it was cute, I thought. What did you guys think?
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Oh,
I did too. Aww.
I thought Lucas
and
was
like
being
talking
whiny.
About snug, he says, but if I can snuggle up with my Katie, then I'm good, you know, watching the home design shows. And then Lucas is over there saying, well, you know, some of this monk stuff might rub off on me, but celibacy isn't one of them.
You could never recruit him because, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm probably missing some things, but what did you get? Do you have any comments or anything?
I just thought he was whining too much. I mean, he was in prison. It's still an
imprisonment. Yeah, and that's why I think
still better than prison.
I think he was kind of gently goading him.
Yeah.
A little bit because of that. You're right. And so one of them said, well, at least you're not in prison.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. But isn't that fun, though, to watch the witty repartee between them, between Kate and Lucas? And,
yeah.
Yeah. That's what I remember. What?
Yeah. I mean, I hope they do something more with him, though, too. I mean, I don't know if they'll do it. But everybody finds out Clyde's on the loose. I don't know if they'll keep him hidden or not. Yeah.
Oh.
That could be a problem.
Yeah. He might not ever get out of that monastery.
Well, Lucas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was cute seeing them all. The Paulina stuff this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw someone bashing Jack Hay and saying, oh, she's a comedic actress. She shouldn't be doing this traumatic stuff. And someone pointed out, she was on Another World.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I was all in my... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
I was bawling my eyes out. And even... As this was like with Abe talking to her and the girls out in the foyer.
Oh yeah, Chanel and Lonnie.
Like,
yeah.
And
I've actually been through
and
that
Abe
scenario
too,
before.
Especially.
So with some, you know, a loved one, so it was like it does bring you back, but like also it just really got to me. Like it really, you know, I felt like everybody did a great job.
Oh
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody was actually criticizing her doing drama.
Yeah, they think she's like she sticks to comedy, and like they said, Jack A was on Another World, and she's been nothing but supportive of soaps her entire career, and said she learned a lot from Another World. And she's on Days of Her Life, so she was watching the show and tweeting about it, and Ron saw it, and so, yeah, that's how she got on the show. Yeah, said she would love to be.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
that,
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you know, my thought, too, is she couldn't breathe. I mean, with her heart failing, she was having trouble breathing. So if somebody thought she was overacting or whatever, that's part of it. And that's why she,
she was trying to breathe.
I mean, not a new lung, a new
heart. She has a weak. Yeah. She's supposed to be, like, tired and hard, you know, hard to talk because her heart's failing. And, you know, no strength and stuff. Yeah. I don't know.
People who've been through that before with somebody, they realize that, but maybe other people thought she was overacting or something, but that's what made it all the more real to me, because she's sitting there thinking, oh, gosh, I'm so scared because I really am having trouble breathing right now and I have no energy, but yet also if I'm lucky, blessed enough to get a transplant, what am I going to have to deal with that? That's not cake, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So who do you think is going to die for her to get the heart? Is it going to be? Or is there going to be something else going to happen?
I just saw the spoilers from next week. It looks like she just recovers.
I was wondering if something happens. And
She gets visited by an angel.
Did you see it at the end?
Yeah.
Do you think it's Lexi?
I don't know.
The actress gave up acting, though.
She wouldn't be back? Okay.
No.
I was trying to think. Who would be?
I don't know. Yeah, I read the spoilers. It doesn't say who it is.
Huh.
Yeah,
so
because
did
at the end.
Did anyone have a moment?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. Oh, it's like, Cliffhanger Friday is real. For Zach, did anybody, when she was trying to get her last will and testament to Lonnie, I was sitting there thinking, okay, she has an extra kid nobody knows about. Because you know what I mean? Because she had the other one that she didn't know about.
That's what I thought.
Says, my daughter, I was waiting for another shoe to drop.
Another one might show up somewhere. Never know.
Yeah, well, Victor did that, so.
Yeah.
You know, kid after that.
We're still waiting for that to come out.
Sure.
I don't know if they forgot about that or not.
And the storyline would be much better if Abe remembered. They got his memory back. I don't understand.
Maybe
why
this will trigger it?
Hopefully. That'd be nice.
Maybe he'll get it back during all this?
I mean, seriously, this should have, this amnesia thing should have ended months ago. It serves no purpose.
That's why I'm thinking maybe they'll get two miracles. She'll get better and won't need the heart transplant, and his memories will start flooding back to him or something. Because it is kind of poignant that he fell in love with her again. You know?
Yeah, that's kind of the whole thing,
but I don't know. But I thought he did a great job, and I honestly was crying between the girls out in the hall in the foyer and him by her side, and anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing of it is, if she has a recovery, it would be, because usually when that happens, of course, Days has never been technically right on anything medically, but so I don't expect it to be on this one either.
No.
Usually that means parts of your heart have died, like can't be brought back. So the muscle has died. So I'm hoping that it's something else or whatever. And if it's a miracle, I'll take it. Yeah. I mean, you know, I like that sometimes characters are brought to their faith or lack of faith. Or whatever. I like those conversations. I like that with Tripp and Wendy too. But they both were like, "Well, I don't know. You know, I guess we never even talked about this. What do you feel? What do you believe? You know, I just like that they were talking about it.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's important, especially with a couple. I think every couple should have a talk about God and religion, what they believe and what they don't believe.
Sure.
It's important to have.
It just took them almost dying, right, to do it. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, I did see a spoiler. Chad offers Janelle the Horton cabin for their honeymoon. So,
gosh.
Polina recovers enough that they take a honeymoon, even though it's not that far away. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wait, that Horton cabin that keeps getting burned down?
Well, that's only when Ben's around, I guess. Oh, that's creepy, too. Yeah, I mean, Chad almost died in that cabin, right? Is that the same cabin or was it different?
Ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
No, maybe it's a different. I don't know. I mean,
that
was a Hawaiian cabin.
There was another cabin, too.
Yeah,
that's a lady fishing shack.
I thought it was a different cabin. No. I could be wrong.
It may have been. But I just think everyone
when Ben
stay
was
away
in
from
the picture,
cabins.
I mean.
I think they should all stay away from cabins. Because remember, Anna was kidnapping, babysitting Sydney in a cabin. And then, I don't know. I just think cabins are bad, are no bueno for Salem.
Cabins and pews.
And EJ slept with Abby at the Horton cabin, too.
Everybody's had slept there or babies there.
Yeah.
Stuff going on at the Horton cabin.
Yeah, nothing really. They don't do ordinary stuff like go fishing or, cook s'mores or anything like that. They don't do stuff like that.
True point. Oh, gosh.
Maybe Tom and Alice did, but no one else.
Nobody else.
Nobody else.
Sean and Caroline.
Do you want our marriage to fail? Is that what you're saying? You want one of us to come back alive and the other one not? I'm glad that they're keeping some of the history of the, and all that. But, it's just kind of funny.
What do you ladies think from the time capsule?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, Julie was trying to look for the key for that.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know what Alice would have put in there.
Ooh. What kind of secrets could be in there that we haven't
heard? I don't know.
Remember that time there was a letter 10 or 20 years? I don't even remember when it was. But there was the letter. Was that one about EJ or something? Or where they thought maybe EJ was someone else's kid or something. I don't remember.
Yeah.
There was some letter somebody had left.
I just remember Sierra carrying around an envelope with something in it.
Yeah,
what
was
that all about?
That was the picture.
Yeah.
That was a blackmail picture.
Oh, okay. I like the scenes between Julie and Everett.
Yeah.
Where she told him the history
of
Tommy.
Until his evil
having
smile
the memory.
At the end.
He's either faking it or he knows something. I don't know.
You think he's Nick?
I don't know. Everybody's saying, is it Nick? Because she brought up Nick again. This light. But she told him that before. There was another scene when they were all with at a dinner, I think, at Thanksgiving. And she says, you do kind of look like my cousin, cousin. Is that what they cousin?
Yeah.
And she said it again. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it Nick with split personality?
Is it the split personality where he switched at the end or something? We don't know. I mean,
not that you just don't.
He was very.
Is he doesn't resemble Nick? He looks exactly like Nick.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. But he claims he doesn't know anything about Bobby Stein.
And they still don't have the timing right on when he had that accident. if his head injury was what caused this issue, that would have happened before. It just doesn't line
right.
up.
It's just odd that the injury, but he remembers Stephanie, but he doesn't remember anything
right.
before that.
Yeah,
you wouldn't think he
right.
would remember Stephanie either.
That would lead me to believe that
he's faking it.
More of a split personality.
Maybe.
Either he's
or
faking it or it's a split personality.
Yeah. And this person, when he gives that smirk, he's one of them's the dominant personality, probably.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right? Maybe it is Everett. I don't know. I don't know which one they want with him faking.
Well,
but
could
it was just
Nick have been a twin?
Well, there's that.
Yeah, that could even be in the
twin
time capsule or something. I don't know.
Well,
there you go. Wasn't it Jessica? That was Marie's daughter, right? Yeah, maybe she had twins. Something happened. Stefano told them.
The time capsule is 50 years old, though, and Nick's not 50.
Oh, that's true. Good point.
Is that what they
said?
But, 50 years?
Yeah, it's saying 50 years old.
66 or something, they said.
Yeah.
In 1966.
Yeah. I mean,
that would have been like
grandfather was Alex Marshall, so.
Right. Well, yeah, that's true. See, that's really
history. Yeah. Well, and a time capsule wouldn't really be for keeping that type of secret, but like, you know, it'd be things that common at that time and everything. But it just seems like if they're talking about a time capsule, there's something significant about it.
I'm sure.
Or else maybe it's just. Maybe it's just a vehicle. But here's my other question. I guess I didn't see the episode yet where Thomas finds it or something. It falls out of the fireplace. Who would put something up there in the right by the fireplace?
Yeah, and who put it up there? Alice?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who put it up there? Maybe Mickey or Bill. I don't know. Because that would only have been a year after it came on, you know, 65. So, I don't know.
You know, maybe it's all of the DNA results that have been wrong for all the decades, and somebody just put it in there, like, recently. I don't know.
Could be.
That's what? That's you're dating your brother, and two of your kids are you know, siblings, from siblings or whatever. No, I don't know.
Yeah,
but I hope there's a payoff to it, and it's not just a vehicle for everybody looking for it.
Yeah,
but,
speaking of that, I just saw on Twitter that Emma changed test results on Kimberly when she was pregnant, and she didn't know if the father was Victor or Shane.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe those results were up in the box.
Maybe they'll just change the whole Horton history. Who knows what these writers will do.
Yeah, just because
you know?
It was sealed doesn't mean – whoever had the key couldn't have unsealed it and put some more information in there.
Right.
Just to mess with people.
Right, maybe Andrew really is Victor's kid.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, that's where Tom hid his poems.
Oh. There you go. A good one.
Well, and they did talk
number
about
of things.
The twins. They did talk about that history with the twins and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Think last
year.
They include me in on because I'd forgotten about that. So
yeah, and where Tommy came back, and
yeah,
he
yeah.
had amnesia, didn't know who he was, and he
I
fell in love with his
that.
Sister, Marie.
Yeah. Right. That's right,
Because he had a different face, too, and a different
face.
He had surgery. So they didn't recognize him as Tommy. So,
except
yeah,
for
that's
when
Alice
saw the mole.
Back
yeah.
She saw a mole on his neck or something.
I said, oh, wow, they're really going back. That's like right at the beginning.
That's fun.
In the beginning years.
You know, I do like
that. Yeah.
That makes me think back to the,
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I have a theory and a question about the Horton chair. Was that Tom or Alice's chair that survived untouched?
It was Tom and then Alice's,
Okay. Well, my question is, A, why is it sitting out in the middle of the room right now, pristine, with all the ashes around?
I know.
I mean, they should have that thing out of there for now, or else they're out of there or covered completely.
Yeah.
Second of all, it makes me think that back in the day, Tom's like, everything else might burn down, but I'm and fire retardant all over this thing because I'm not getting my chair.
It's like the fire went all around the chair. Just like, you know, sometimes religious relics, like in a house, like during the flood, it would go up so far, but it went around where the, like, crucifix was.
And I do,
I do love that.
I do love that.
Yeah.
I love the idea.
I think that's the idea that was supposed to be, like, you know, everything around it was burned.
Yeah,
but that
I just thought it was funny because it was like, I've got dust flying and ashes flying everywhere. I'm thinking, somebody should cover that again.
But you would think they would. But she wants to redo the whole house, and she wants to put it back to the original, you know, so it'll look like what it did look like in, like, 1965. Because it is a little different, I think. A little different. But,
and the other thing is, wasn't it bizarre that Mick came in from the side like that when he came in? It was like he really was going to try to break in almost. But then it was like, oh, the flashlight. I saw that while he was driving by.
Up.
Well, why wouldn't he come in through the front door?
Yeah.
Like everybody else. I mean, the front door is operational.
He's coming in through there.
Yeah.
He's sketchy. He knows something. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting, though.
I didn't buy that part of it.
That's kind of the story that I want to know what's going on. With him.
And she did say something about, well, my grandfather loved to make, you know how he loved to leave puzzles around and stuff, or puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, I hope this is a good little mystery that they have going.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We'll see. And I love Susan Seaforth Hayes and Blake Barris together. They have such great chemistry as actors. But they're so good. Let's see. What was the other storyline? So Sarah and Xander find out Harris is awake and survived. So they're relieved because they think that means Xander didn't do it. And she brought the baby to jail. And it's Xander, so you know this is not going to be the first time the baby is going to see Xander in jail. Like it has.
Oh, poor old Xander.
Okay. Yeah, and so Harris tells Ray that Goldman's the dirty cop, but he doesn't say anything about Stefan.
No. He said he didn't see. He's claiming he didn't see.
Yeah, did he really not see?
No, he saw Stefan, but he wants Stefan to help him bring Clyde down, and I guess he doesn't want to let Rafe know that, is all I'm thinking. Well, he also doesn't want to say that it was Stefan that tried to kill him, because he promised Stefan he wouldn't if he would help him with Clyde. So I'm thinking that's why he's not saying anything. But I don't think Harris knows that Xander's been accused. I don't think Harris knows that yet.
No.
So I don't know what he'll do, because, he's the one that can get Xander off. But it's not going to be that easy, probably, for Xander. Never is.
No. And Stefan begged EJ to help him, and he agreed to sign over his Demir shares to EJ.
Oh, yeah.
And all his holdings.
Yep.
So EJ's back in charge again, I guess, or has most of the – because that's one thing they were all fighting about, remember? It seems like no one cares anymore. Chad doesn't care. Johnny doesn't care.
Tony
still in Europe. He doesn't care. Kristen doesn't care. All she wants is Brady. So,
Kristen never learned. If she wants Brady back, why doesn't she try being nice to him? Not love bombing, but just being cordial and pleasant.
Yeah.
Every time they're together, they're fighting, and a lot of times she instigates it.
She always instigates it, but Brady
falls
for it.
But he always takes the bait.
he takes the bait every single time, and she knows it. I said, come on, Brady, call her bluff, you know. I don't know.
It's pretty sad when the 10-year-old's smarter than the parents.
Yeah.
And it's odd because basically they're actually making Teresa look like the better parent out of the three of them. She's actually trying to improve and be a better person for her son.
Yep.
And they can't get along with either of his baby mamas.
Nope.
So,
it seems like Brady and Teresa are getting closer because of the situation with Tate, I'm thinking. I don't know.
Yeah,
so.
She's improving and he's not. He's still not evolving yet. I think she wants to do fighting and be a better parent for Tate, and he's very still busy fighting with everybody.
Yep. And now he's fighting with Nicole.
Yeah.
Yeah, and why can't you just, like I said, be nice. Bring the olive branch. That's actually the best way to get what you want instead of fighting and threatening and doing all that stuff. That doesn't work. But that's what drives me nuts. He's 50 years old, and he's just got the mentality of like a 20-year-old or 19-year-old. I need him to evolve a bit. Because at this point, he doesn't seem to be good enough for Teresa. I think Teresa's better off with Alex.
Mm-hmm.
At least Alex is trying to evolve and be a better person.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of leery of Teresa because of her problems. So,
yeah.
I don't
know. Yeah.
And then if he finds out what she did, if that ever
that'll
comes
be
out.
Over.
Yeah,
that'll be done. Yeah, and Brady and Nicole, I miss their friendship, though, because they used to be besties.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they would hook up once in a while whenever Nicole couldn't get the guy she really wanted. Brady was always plan B, but I still miss their friendship.
Yeah.
So that's kind of missing. And speaking of Nicole, she's talking to Eric, and he said he held off on the christening until they got back. And then Nicole offers to have the after christening party at the mansion.
And Eric agrees.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Which is so weird.
Without asking Sloan, without asking his wife, and the whole situation. Of course she's going to be upset, but.
Yeah. Nicole can have a baby, so of course she's going to be upset.
Okay. Guys are clued. I mean, geez.
Yep, they all don't.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you say, well, you know what? I need to call my wife first and see how.
Yeah.
I mean, the one angle though is legit. Of it's easier
for the plot.
Ollie to be able to attend. That would be the only angle that would be acceptable.
And that's kind of what they did bring that point up. So.
Yeah.
About Holly. Yeah.
He won't be smart enough to say that. But say, oh, she was so nice to. I think she did. Did he tell her? I think he did tell her at the end. What did you guys think of
it? Oh, yeah, he did.
Is this a temporary? Is this a temporary fill-in for the?
Yeah, it's temporary.
Yeah,
she was good. I thought she was very good.
Yeah, she really was.
A good job.
I kind of liked her better. Actually,
but
she was very good. I mean, she got the essence of the way the other actress was playing it, but yeah. Oh.
I have an idea.
When you think about it.
The other one's just nastier, though. You know, she plays nasty better, I think. The first one, I'm not sure of her name. What's her name? So,
Jessica. Yeah, they should cast temporary clone as a new character, and the temporary Eric they had as new character
Eric,
and put them in a couple
that'd
together.
Be good.
Actually, he was good too.
Yeah.
They really were good. They could make new characters for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They both came in and did a great job. That's funny, Carrie. That would be so funny.
Yeah, I'm talking to Eric's on the show. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
We need to.
You know what? Maybe just two Erics and one Sloan, because when the one Eric doesn't want to have sex, the other one is feeling.
Oh, there you go.
And she's so needy and so sorry for herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. If
what did you guys
any...
think of their baby? What did you think of their babysitter?
That was one of the best. He's a better mother than Sloan is, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
When he said something about getting ready to change his diaper, I knew. I thought he was going to put, like, a hazmat suit on or something. And they came up with something pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you're changing little boys, it's not a bad idea to have some coverage on your clothes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, yeah, they were cute, and I liked it. Some people don't like Leah, and some people think it was over the top, but it was cute. I mean, I like having comedy on the show. What's wrong with comedy?
Yeah.
I swear.
We need comedy. He's supposed to be over the top, though.
Yeah, you got to have
flamboyant.
A character like that, you know?
You know, he's playing a gay guy, flamboyant, and he's funny, and the lines are funny, and, yeah, he's the only one that brings the humor. So,
Yeah.
I don't know. Some people don't have a sense of humor. And I forgot to mention, too, Bobby doesn't know who his father is or can't remember his father.
Oh, yeah. He had that session with Marlena.
Yeah. And some people think it's Clyde, which makes sense, because that would make sense why all this mayhem happened on the same night. But maybe Clyde told Bobby to burn down the Horton house.
Because I always thought Everett was involved with the drug thing with Clyde. He was actually working for Clyde. Yeah, but, yeah. Is it, yeah, Bobby?
That could be it, because.
Yeah, Clyde maybe is Bobby's son.
He was in on the story.
I don't know.
If he was in on Lucas being hidden away.
Mm-hmm.
So that
he was the only
sense.
One that knew. Him and Chad were there.
Yeah.
And it turns out his father, because the first thing I thought of when he couldn't remember his father, he's acting like he couldn't remember him. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, maybe his dad was really abusive and part of his trauma is he blocked it out or something. But that would fit Clyde.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what, though, too, which I thought maybe it was that dirty cop Coleman that maybe took a shot at Lucas, because when Rafe, when Chad and Everett showed up at one of the crime scenes and Rafe was there, there's all these cops there, and Chad and Everett are like, oh, yeah, we just saw Lucas and just talked to him, and that's why we're here. And they announced it in front of, like, five or six people that they just talked to Lucas. They did. That's why I thought.
Yeah, I think
maybe
it was the lady cop
overheard.
That shot Lucas. Or went after Lucas.
Yeah.
He didn't get shot. Yeah, I think it was her.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if it's Everett that burned the house. I don't know.
I still think he burned the house down, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Somebody was saying it might be John.
I had thought that, too. And then I thought Constantine was, like, behind it. But I don't know. Why would he do that, though? What does he have to do other than... Right? His revenge was more with Victor than
and
Horton.
John. Yeah.
Yeah. We're just trying to get,
Yeah, so on the spoiler next week, John overhears Steve telling Marlena what John did.
Oh, as the pawn.
Back in the day. Mm-hmm. As the pawn, yeah. And John seemed really devastated by what he was overhearing.
That he did kill his Constantine's daughter, I guess that's the whole thing.
Yep.
Yep.
Do we miss anything else?
Mm-hmm.
The other spoiler is Tate climbs up the side of the Demira house to get into Holly's room. Which, I mean,
it's
Demira house. there's like
I think he gets arrested.
Yeah.
DJ catches him. Yeah.
Yeah, he can just go through the tunnels like everybody else does.
I know.
Really.
Or maybe they finally sealed them.
Yeah. So Holly remembers. Holly knows that she took the, that it they were her drugs.
Yep.
She's just afraid to admit it. Yeah. And don't you think Nicole's playing? She has her doubts. Like EJ doesn't, but
oh yeah.
But Nicole really has her doubts.
She has
about
her, she made that comment while she thought Holly was sleeping that mm-hmm. she feels like it would be a bad reflection on her as a mother. If Holly had anything to do with that.
Yeah, and Holly heard that.
And so Holly took that and was like, I can't admit that because my mom would be devastated. But, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel kind of sorry for Tate right now.
I do, too.
Yeah.
He is getting real, I mean,
He's getting railroaded.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I mean, geez, even his... his relative, Justin, dumped him. He's not representing him anymore.
Yeah, Sloan is.
And Sloan is,
But Sloan
Justin
seems more confident, though.
Justin's representing
Xander. Yeah. Justin's busy with all the Kiriakis criminals.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's steadily employed.
Yep.
And he visits General Hospital once in a while, too.
Yep.
He's busy there.
Yeah, and his mother's Tracy.
His twin Ned.
Yeah. Oh, can't do anything else. Oh, there was Stephanie and Chad. And, again, they...
Don't go back there.
Yeah, they had a heart-to-heart about the whole Bobby thing. And they were reminiscing, and they brought up a memory of Stephanie with them with the kids. And I think it was an amusement park. And I'm like, yeah, Chad, your problem is you made her the stepmother of your kids. You know, that was the whole problem, and you weren't ready to marry her. Like, they don't have any romantic scenes between the two of them or did anything romantic between the two of them. It was always the kids there.
Kids. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he used the kids to trap in Stephanie, and then he didn't want to marry her. So, yeah, he basically used her. He used her to be a stepmom. So, yeah, so I'm still glad they're broke up. I still like her better with Everett, Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a I liked her with Alex at the beginning, but there is, I do like her with Everett, too. I think there's a... more a chemistry there. He can.
And I'm trying to look up.
Okay, let me ask you. Okay, let me ask you this. If he has DID, it just hit me. If mental illness runs in their family, the Horton family, and, you know, Abigail had it. And so it makes me wonder if, like we were talking, speculating if he's related to them somehow. It would make sense, other than just another random DID case when there aren't that many that happen that we know of. So that would tie him back to possibly being, well, we wouldn't want him to be a Horton, right? Because is Stephanie a Horton? No.
No, she's a Johnson. No. And there's mental illness in that family, too.
And a Brady, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, so that's just a thought.
She's Horton adjacent because of Jack and Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I couldn't remember exactly. So they're not, so if Everett or Bobby or whatever his name is and Stephanie got together, well, which they have, that's not incestuous because theoretically, because she's not a Horton, so that would make it okay if Everett ended up being. So that I could.
That hasn't stopped them before, so it doesn't matter.
Well, that's true, Uncle Max and Chelsea.
Yeah, they were just.
Even though they were adopted, that was just so offensive to me. I mean, I'm adopted, so I'm like, you know, that's not cool.
No.
Yeah. In no normal family is that would that be cool for one of your adopted kids to, like, have a relationship with one of your adopted cousins or whatever. Or not adopted cousins, but whatever.
It was nieces. Yeah, it was nieces.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, because my couple name for them was Chunkle, Chelsea, and Uncle.
See, mine was Uncle Fucker from South Park.
It would have had to be with PH, right? On the Sony
Boys. Yeah. Yeah, no, there was a whole song on South Park, Uncle Fucker, and you have to look it up. But and the thing is,
oh
too,
my
no,
gosh.
That, Robert Stein, and now I know I've heard that name before, and it depends on how you spell it. But if his, well, they're saying his middle name was Everett. It really is Everett.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, but you know how they like to make jokey names that Nathan Bedford, and there's Sloan Peterson, and, you know, these are historical
right.
names. So I thought they were going for R.L. Stein, who wrote the Goosebumps books.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
That's
what popped in my mind.
It's Robert Everett, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's R.E.
Huh.
Yeah.
R.E. And then his mother's maiden name was Lynch, so that's how he came up with Everett Lynch. Yeah, because he says his mother's maiden name was, yeah. So.
So my bet would be, like you guys were saying, maybe related to Clyde or related to the Hortons somehow. I don't know. That's my thought. Just. I do agree. There's something there.
Another crazy Weston.
Plus he's interested. What's that?
Yeah. Another crazy Weston. You know, you had Daddy Ben and his sister. And
so,
no,
you know. Yeah. So I'm just thinking, like, the DID thing, though, that would fit in with the Horton genealogy there. And he does seem genuinely intrigued and interested in the Horton family history.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, he wrote. He wrote up that article when Julie told the story.
He's definitely doing a great job. Whatever they end up doing with this, he's doing a great job. And I do agree with y'all. I think I was muted when somebody said this, but I do love the chemistry with Julie and him. Because she always had such a soft spot for Nick.
Right.
It went bad until she realized just how bad he had gone. So it's kind of interesting. But anyway.
All right, ladies. 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
On the East Coast. Anybody have anything else before you wrap up?
Nope. Turn your clocks ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Only 12 o'clock
right.
or midnight. Look at it that way.
True.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Take care, everyone.
Yep. Talk
to
you next week.
Everybody.
All right.
Bye.
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 Bye.